Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, backed by the $1 million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they knew his grandpa would be mad if we found out they were playing with a Ouija board. But did they learn their lesson?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. If you want access to the bonus materials, the ad-free episodes, bonus episodes, all that, check out our premium channel. Even try it for 3 days free on Apple Podcasts right now or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Tony, I went and saw Beetlejuice 2, or Beetlejuice.
Yes. You think, are they going to make a third one then where we'll actually have all three?
Because
it's taken, 30?
I loved that movie so much.
Yeah. How? I'd have to watch the original to like refresh myself on a lot of it. I remember the basics, but it's been a long time.
That's really all you need.
Yeah.
You just need the basics. That's all you need. Because they kind of fill everything back in for you.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah. So you don't, you're fine. But yeah, I thought it was fantastic. And it made me smile. Yeah. And I thought visually it was fun to watch. I love Tim Burton movies anyway. I like his humor and his creativity. And I just loved it. It was exactly what I needed to see yesterday. Take Harper. You guys would have the best time.
I bet she'd like that. It's weird. And she likes weird things like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be entertaining to do. I was just in here. I have a little Roomba that just made its way in, and the dog's just looking at it like, looking at that, and then looking at me like, "What is this? is this your new pet?" Anyway, I got distracted there by the Roomba. He also sleeps with his bowl by him.
But you sent me a picture. Him with his bowl. Does he always sleep with it like that?
Yes, he does.
It's kind of on the side.
It's like tilted up on its side. So it's like his face is kind of into the bowl itself.
Yeah.
And he holds it up like that. Yeah.
So is he begging for food, or is this like a security bowl?
It's like a security bowl.
And this is the same dog who was backing down the hallway.
Yes. This is the one who walks backwards down hallways. Yes.
Oh my God, it's so adorable. I can't stand it.
He's always been a bowl dog. Like from the first time I met him where we got him, he ran up to us with his metal bowl
in his mouth.
And when he was a little puppy, and he carries this one around everywhere he goes. And it's just like he has to have it just in case there happens to be food. Then he's prepared with his bowl.
Got my bowl.
Yeah.
I take a handful of that kibble.
Exactly. I got a bowl right here. Got it. I don't know if he doesn't want the other dog to get the bowl, but there's enough bowls for everyone to go around. But then
he has his favorite.
He has his favorite. Yep.
Thing. Yeah, oh my God.
He's so confused if I put the food for Buddy in his bowl. He's like, wait a second, that's not his bowl.
What's going on here?
What's going on?
It's in my house. For me, I will fill my dog's bowl with food 2 times every day, mm-hmm. and he might eat.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is it? I'm like, there are dogs that would love this really expensive food I've been buying for you.
Yeah, these guys dance for it. I mean, it's like, God. They're just, yeah. I just fed them, and now he's like, can I have seconds? Can I have some more? And yeah, anyway.
More girls, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, sir.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our caller of the day. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, this is Jacob calling from Houston, Texas. And I've been wanting to call for a little while to tell my little story. I'm actually a big believer, obviously, in the paranormal, if I listen to your podcast. And when I was about 17, and this was the summer of 2018, I was with my friend. And I was talking to him about watching ghost clips and stuff on YouTube. And we never really discussed the paranormal before. And he was all into it. And we thought let's go buy a Ouija board. Well, we didn't really have the money to go buy a Ouija board. So we ended up just settling on making our own Ouija board out of cardboard and scraps from packages and whatnot. We only had one problem though. His grandpa, which is who he lived with at the time, was very against anything paranormal or spiritual. I guess it spooked him or something. I don't know. I don't take him as a religious type. But so we ended up making a Ouija board. We looked online and tried to copy it exactly as we could, and we used some packaging, some tint or something like that, to make the triangle thing. I forgot what it's called. Anyways, we made the Ouija board, and we decided to go to the neighborhood park to go use it. It was him, me, and his sister. We got there. It was almost sunset. And we did a few sessions after looking on Google, literally how to use a Ouija board. And once we started to use it, we got a few spirits, I would think. And they all seemed fine. It was interesting. We got one boy. the only one that really told us like who they were and whatnot was some boy. I forgot what the name is. Said he was 11, that he was lost, and that he was scared. I just remember that being like, I don't know, it just really upset me. And then we stopped after that for a little while because some of the neighbors walked by the park and noticed us out there, and we talked to them and told them what was going on and stuff. And one of them joined us. His name's Devin. And after he joined us, he got too spooked out, and he quit. So me, Tyler, and Tyler's sister, but Tyler's my friend. I don't know if I said that earlier. We decided to do one more. And we asked the normal questions we had been asking, like, who are you? What do you want? Do you live here? I wanted to ask it personally so badly, how did you die? And I shouldn't ask that. That would make it mad, so I never did. But, yeah, we asked the normal questions to this one spirit, and it came back Zozo, which, looking back now, I know who that is. But back then, I was like, Zozo, that's like a weird name. And I kept asking this questions, and it kept giving us very, like, scrambled answers. And finally, my Tyler's sister told me to ask it if it wanted to hurt us or harm us. And I asked it, and it said yes. And it said, do you want us to leave? And it said no. Oh, no, it said yes. And, I said, and then we asked it to leave, and it said no. So we got really spooked out after that, and we said, told it goodbye. We properly closed it and whatnot. And trying to decide how to get rid of the Ouija board, because we didn't want to bring it back to the house. His grandpa, if he ever found it, would freak out. So we just settled on putting it in between these fence and some bushes that sat to the sides of the park. Like, if you want to imagine the park, it was like if you took a house and completely bulldozed it, and just that plot of land where the house would be was a park. So there was literally a house to the left of it and right of it, and it's like a little park, size of a house. And the back half of it is a basketball court, and the front half is swings and tables. And we were sitting on the basketball court, on the concrete. And those bushes were to the right of the basketball court. So Tyler and Devin and his two friends he was with, they were all sitting on the tables at the front of the basketball court. And me and Tyler's sister walked to the bushes, board in hand. And we were like, okay, I'm just going to reach back there and put it in there. It was dark, and we were already spooked. I asked her to put the flashlight on her phone for me while I reached back there to put it in there. I know it's probably littering or whatever, but, you know, we were just kids. And when I put it in there, I was reaching back there. And mind you, it was, like, dead silent. Like, I noticed that after the whole event. I noticed it was dead silent at that moment, like, no wind, no dogs, and we had heard wind and dogs and car traffic because we were close to one of the busiest roads of town. And I just noticed there was no sound at that moment. And when I was reaching back there to put it, all of a sudden I hear this, like, growl, like a bear or like a demon. It literally, like, sounded like a demon bear or something. It was like, excuse me if it sounds funky, but it was like, arr, arr, arr. But it was getting closer and closer right in my ear, and it only lasted maybe 2 seconds or 2.5 seconds. But it felt like eternity. I was so scared. I jumped up, spun around. I actually screamed. I screamed, and so did my sister's friend, but not even because of me. We jumped up and spun around at the same exact time, and we both looked back, and we're like looking for it, because we heard it coming to us. It sounded like someone was running up on us. And ever since then, I haven't touched anything Ouija board or paranormal-wise. I still watch videos and shows and podcasts, obviously. But I would want to go back, but I don't know. It just spooked me. I hope I did everything right and didn't leave anything out there to come and attach itself to us or any of my friends. And another little side piece of that story is that Tyler and his sister, they said that once they got back home, those clothes that they were washing, they put them in the dirty clothes and washed them the day after. And they had just bought that washer and dryer about a month before this whole incident. And the day after, or the cycle after they took them out of the washer, the clothes were covered, like, in, like, red. It looked like ink, kind of, they said. Like, ink spot, like, if you had a pin in there, but there was obviously no pin in the washer, and the washing machine doesn't work anymore. They had to buy a new washer. So I don't know if that was coincidence or what, but, yeah, it's my quick little story. Sorry if I stuttered too much or took it too much attention to detail. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that story. Thoughts on all that?
I don't know that the washing machine thing is connected. Maybe it is, but I kind of doubt it.
Yeah.
Might have had a malfunctioning washing machine. I don't know. But, you know, it's like the whole Ouija board story. Sometimes I wonder, too, if when we do stuff like that, because they're told not to play with Ouija boards, and then you do, and then you hear weird growlings and you get weird information from the Ouija board. Sometimes do we kind of open ourselves up a little bit more as far as scaring ourselves? You know, did they hear the growling for sure? Was it a dog, maybe something nearby that, you know, it's just so hard to tell if any of those things were connected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I do think that, you know, obviously I think you can open some shit up when you're playing around with a Ouija board, period. But then knowing me, I freak myself out.
Sure.
So like if I watch a really scary movie late at night and then I go to bed, I just lay there and think, well, obviously at any moment, this is going to walk in and murder me or something. Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes I wonder, when you do something, especially when you're told you're not to and you're younger, are you more aware of like the growling sound that you might not even heard otherwise?
I think that can be the case.
Was it all connected to the Ouija board?
I think sometimes you're more aware. Because you're more scared sometimes, mm-hmm. I think. And then that will manifest itself just because you're expecting that. I think, I don't know, it depends on the person. But I think as you get older and stuff, it's just, I don't know. I don't get scared by much anymore. I don't get scared by ghostly things. I don't get scared by watching a scary movie and then thinking something's going to happen in my house. I don't know. It takes a lot to really, I guess, scare me. I don't know.
I can still get scared.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
I kind of wish I could sometimes.
But. Well, because like we did, I did an episode about the Black Eyed Kids.
Yeah.
With this woman who wrote a book on the Grave Talks. Mm-hmm. And then Kathy and I were doing an episode about the Black Eyed Kids and some of the snippets from that.
Sure.
The interview with her. I go to bed that night and then I'm perfectly fine, right? I'm just reading whatever I was reading on my phone.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it came in my head, like, what if something knocked on my door three times right now?
Uh-huh.
You know? And then I don't answer, but Benji gets up and he starts barking. And then I hear him outside my window saying, we need to call our mom. And I'm like, turn this shit off. Like, you are perfectly fine. Nobody's going to knock on your door. But what if it does?
What if?
What if somebody does knock on my door right now? What if they really need help? What if it's Black Eyed Kids? What am I going to do?
Well,
no. Yeah. So I do still scare myself.
I kind of wish I could. People scare me far more than ghosts. And
exactly, because the knock on the door could be a serial killer.
It could
as well.
Be. It could be. And, it's
and
like,
he's like, my car broke down. I need to use your phone. Do you or do you need to kill me?
Exactly. And well, yeah, I'd be more scared of that. But I don't know.
Oh, the Black Eyed Kids would scare this shit.
If that happened, I would be scared again of that sort of shit. If that actually
that would
happened.
Be the best.
Maybe I need
Halloween
that to happen.
Costume. Oh my God, we need Harper and her friends, like get an older friend to go with them and two younger ones.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like with the hoodies kind of pulled up over and they're just like, knock three times. Can we have candy? Can you call our mom and see if she'll let us have candy?
That would be good. That would be scarring. I like that idea. I like that idea.
Your kid would do it.
She would. She would definitely do it.
Yeah.
Wonder if we can find a like black eyed like contacts or something. I'm sure that exists. That would be creepy.
I bet you could. She's already got the clothes that she needs.
She would be good at that. She'd be very good.
Call her mom.
Yep.
And give us some candy.
That would be creepy. Yeah. And then you could really scare everybody and actually call her mom. That's a fucking scary moment right there. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything, check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Carol and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence.
No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.